It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to UTN High School, where tonight the Johnson Brock Eagles will do battle for the fourth time this year with the EMF Bobcats. I'm Dylan Hendricks, and back in studio, Kirk Kilman tonight. We've got a good one on tap. Like I said, the fourth time tonight that these two teams will have met, and they are two very evenly match teams. In the Mudeikis tournament earlier this year, it was Johnson Brock taking down the Bobcats 59-52. They also beat the Bobcats in the Pioneer Conference tournament 61-53, and in the regular season 65-59. The old saying goes, it's tough to beat a team three times in 1 year. Johnson Brock has already accomplished that feat. Now, can they win the fourth matchup of the year between them and the EMF Bobcats? We're about 10 minutes away from tip-off here from UTN High School. We're going to take a quick two-minute break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starters. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than homes, building communities. That's Mead Lumber of Nebraska. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the starting lineups tonight. Once again, the game live here on Sunny 101.3 between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the EMF Bobcats. EMF and the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. Starting off with the Johnson Brock Eagles starting lineup. Hayden Cravat, the 5'9 senior, averages 5.1 points per game, 2.8 rebounds per game. He'll be followed up by Deacon Bernard. Deacon, a 6'4 sophomore, averaging 10.6 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. Brody Kaler. Kaler, the leading scorer for this Eagles team, averaging 16.5 points per game along with 5.8 rebounds per game. Grady Behrens. Behrens, a 6'2 senior. He averages 6.4 points per game and 2.3 rebounds per game. And Robert Gravatt. Robert averaging 6.3 points per game and 4.8 rebounds per game. He is a 6'5 Sr. They meet the EMF Bobcats. They'll be led off by Gehrig Weber. Weber, a 5'11 freshman, averaging 4.7 points per game and just under a rebound per game. A.J. Mueller is a 6-foot junior. He averages 4.7 points per game and 4.8 rebounds per game. The big-time scorer on this Bobcat squad is 6'6 junior Grady Bresson. Bresson averaging 21.3 points per game to go along with his 7.3 rebounds per game. Bresson, of course, the big-time scorer in two of the three matchups that these two teams had earlier this year. Keaton Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff, a 5'11 junior, averages 13.9 points per game and three rebounds per game. And Brett Kallhoff. Kallhoff, a 6'2 senior, he averages 3.1 points per game to go along with his 3.7 rebounds per game. The Johnson Brock Eagles are coached by head coach Garrison Dodd. GMF coached by head coach Brian Arp. For the Bobcats, a little bit about the Bobcats from earlier this year. Six losses on the year. Five of those losses to the same two teams. We mentioned the three earlier losses to the Johnson Brock Eagles. They also have two losses coming against the Freeman Falcons. So five of those six losses this year to the same two teams. They just can't get over the hump against those two teams. The Bobcats, number 13 in wild card points, averaging 65 points per game. They shoot 29% from behind the arc, 44% from the field overall, and 55% from the line. They do average about 13 offensive rebounds a game, 10 steals a game, and 12.5 turnovers per game. Tail of the tape on the other side for the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles have two losses to a Tri-County squad that this EMF Bobcat squad actually took down earlier this year. They also lost their third game to Falls City Sacred Heart. The Eagles average 62 points per game, shooting 30% from behind the arc, 48% from the field, and 69% from the free throw line. They do average about 12 offensive rebounds per game, 8.5 steals per game to go along with their 7.9 turnovers per game. If Johnson Brock were to lose one of these two sub-district games, they'd be right on the cut line for that C2 wildcard spot, currently sitting at number 9 in the C2 wildcard point standings. And so it'd be a really close call should Johnson Brock drop this one tonight, or to the UTAN Chieftains. Should they win tonight, they'd play that UTAN Chieftain squad on Thursday. Let's go ahead, take another quick 2-minute timeout. When we come back, it's going to be opening tip-off live from UTAN High School. It's high school basketball, the Johnson Brock Eagles, 21-3, taking on the EMF Bobcats, 17-6, and opening round, C2-1, sub-district action. We'll take a quick 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt using the latest treatments and experts in children's health and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Earlier tonight in high school basketball action over on KTNC, it was the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish taking down the Pawnee City Indians. That one, a final score of 83-44. The Irish dropping 19 threes on the evening en route to that 83-44 win. They move on to Thursday's sub-district championship. They'll play the winner of the late game tonight down in Fall City. In other sub-district action, Auburn takes down Omaha Brownell Talbot 79-31 tonight. And Bruning Davenport Schickley BDS takes down HTRS 64-54 in sub-district action. BDS moving on to the sub-district final there. Of course, Auburn hosting their sub-district in Class C1. They will move on to Thursday's championship game. And earlier scores last night, Fall City fell to Omaha Brownell Talbot, so their season is officially over. Johnson Brock and EMF set to do battle here in the next couple of minutes. The Eagles 21-3 on the year. Once again, they've taken down this EMF Bobcat team three times already this year. First meeting was in the Mudecas tournament. That one a 59-52 win. For Johnson Brock. They also took down the Bobcats in the Pioneer Conference Tournament 61-53 and finally a 65-59 regular season win. So all games between these two teams have been within 10 points. And it's been close the whole way through. So we expect a good one tonight here from UTAN. Both teams making the trek up to UTAN to play this sub-district game. EMF, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 17-6 on the season. But five of those six losses to the same two teams. This Johnson Brock team accounts for three of those losses, along with the Freeman Falcons. They took down the EMF, this EMF team twice this year. The EMF team does have a win over the Tri-County Trojans earlier this year. That's something that the Johnson Brock Eagles have failed to do this year. The Eagles, 21-3 on the year, two of their losses to Tri-County, their third loss to the Sacred Heart team that we just mentioned, shot really well tonight. These two teams wrapping up their starting lineup. We'll get a first tip here soon. Want to once again thank our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than homes, building communities. And, of course, all of our sponsors out there this year, we just want to give a special shout-out to all of you. We would not be able to do these podcasts without your support. So thank you to all of our high school hoops and high school athletic sponsors on both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Once again, rounding out the starting lineup, Hayden Gravatt, Deacon Burnett, Brody Kaler, Grady Behrens, and Robert Gravatt for the Johnson Brock Eagles. For the EMF Bobcats, Gary Weber, A.J. Mueller, Grady Bresson, Keaton Kirchhoff, and Brett Kallhoff. The big score for the EMF Bobcats, once again, Grady Bresson, averaging 21.3 points per game and 7.3 rebounds per game. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they are led in points by Brody Taylor at 16.5 points per game. We're all set for tip-off here from UTM High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles and the EMF Bobcats. It is sub-district C2-1 boys basketball action, and we are underway. Tip controlled by the Johnson Brock Eagles. And we're going to have a whistle. We're going to have an illegal first touch off the tip. So the ball will go back to the EMF Bobcats. The guy who took the tip was the first person to touch it. And so it'll be a turnover right away for Johnson Brock. And the EMF Bobcats will get the first look at the basket. With it on the left wing is A.J. Mueller. Mueller, top of the key. Three, no good for Brett Kallhoff. Offensive rebound tipped around. Up, no good. Rebounds being tipped around again. Ball's on the floor. It's going to be controlled by both teams. We're going to have a jump ball possession here will favor the EMF Bobcats. They'll have an underneath out-of-bounds play. 7:39, just underway here in the first quarter. No score between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the EMF Bobcats. Now the officials are going to get together. We're going to see what the call is here, because Johnson Brock never really had a possession. They had the illegal touching on the tip-off. And so it will be Johnson Brock basketball. They didn't ever hold possession. They just had the illegal touching. So EMF officially won the tip-off, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. Bobcats going to throw a little full-court press, man-to-man press action on, but easily across the timeline with it is Brody Kaler. Kaler hands it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt drives in, layup up, no good. Ball tipped around, and it will end up in the hands of A.J. Mueller. Weber with it now for the Bobcats. Their second possession, unable to convert on that first possession. Left wing A.J. Mueller gives it off to Brett Kallhoff. Kallhoff at the top of the key looking for somebody to give it off to, and he gives it back to Weber. Weber out near the timeline. Right wing now with the key, Kirchhoff. Great defensive possession so far here for the Eagles. Top of the key, Brady Bresson. Bresson drives in. He's going to be fouled on his way in. They're going to say no shot, but we'll have our first foul of the evening. That first foul going to be on number three, Deacon Bernard. Bernard's first of the quarter as well for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Inbounds comes out to the top of the key. Keaton Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff turns it over, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball, their second possession of the evening. Ball tipped away, but ends up in the hands of Will Kallhoff, of Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt dribbles it off into the left corner. Now he dribbles into the lane. Layup up off the glass and good. And Gravatt has his first 2 points of the game. And it's a 2-0 Johnson Brock lead. Weber with it now for the Bobcats. Crosses the timeline. Fine. Kallhoff. Kallhoff hands it off to Brady Bresson. Bresson drives in. His shot is up and good. They're going to say that the basket counts. And he'll go to the line for two more. The foul is going to go on number 32, Robert Gravatt. That is his first, second of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. They will say Bresson's basket counts, so he'll go to the line shooting one. Free throw up, no good. Ball tipped around, it will go off of Johnson Brock and out of bounds. Possession will remain with the EMF Bobcats. 6:20 remains here in the first period. 2-2 is our score. Tight one early. UTM High School, C21 District Basketball Action, the EMF Bobcats and Johnson Brock Eagles here on Sunny 101.3. Dribbles in, layup no good for Grady Bresson. Ball's going to be tipped around, it'll go out of bounds, and Johnson Brock will get possession back. Bresson, a nice take just a few seconds ago, scores the bucket, unable to convert on the free throw, and that's how we have our 2-2 tie. Hayden Gravatt brings it up here for the Eagles. Gravatt crosses the timeline with it. Left wing now. Right wing three up, no good for A.J. Mueller. Rebound EMF, and here come the Bobcats back the other way. Mueller with it now. Dribbles, free throw line. His ball is going to be taken away, stolen. A.J. Mueller back, Deacon Bernard back the other way. His layup up and good. And it's a 4-2 Johnson Brock lead over the EMF Bobcats. Left wing with it for the Bobcats, Grady Bresson. Bresson hands it off, now top of the key, A.J. Mueller. Mueller hands it off to Kirchhoff. Now back left wing, long three is up and good for Grady Bresson. And he's got five early. Bresson averaging 21.3 points per game, and he's showing it here in the first quarter. He has the first five for the Bobcats. Here's Gravatt. Now left wing with it. Driving in, shot up for Taylor. No good for the for the Eagles, and here come the Bobcats back the other way. Quick turnover there for EMF. Going to end up in the hands of Kaler. And Johnson brought quickly back the other way. They almost turned it over. Dribbling in, layup up for Grady Barron. That shot is no good, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul 4 EMS going to be on number 5, Grady Preston. Preston's first of the quarter here for the Bobcats. And we will have a quick timeout here for a blood from the nose situation. So we'll have about 20 seconds to clean that up. 5-4 is our score. EMF lead Johnson Brock early in the first period. About halfway through, we got 4:31 that remains in first quarter action. The winner of tonight's game will move on to Thursday's sub-district championship game where they will take on the host, UTAN Chieftains. The Chieftains took down the Clarkson Lee Patriots earlier tonight. That one, a final score of 71-39. Now at the line, shooting two for the Eagles, Grady Barron. First free throw's up and good. Barron receives the ball for the second. His second free throw up and also good. And the Eagles retake the lead 6-5 here. 4:30 remains in the first period. Across the timeline with it, Christian Conley, who checked in for the Bobcats. Now right wing, Grady Bresson. Ball taken away once again by the Eagles. Another turnover. Taking it coast to coast the other way. Deacon Bernard's layup is up and good. And the Bobcats, quick 4 points. And they lead 8-5. Mueller with it. Right wing, now right corner. Here's Bresson. Bresson's going to take a baseline. Pass back out to Mueller. And the EMF Bobcats will reset. Top of the key with it is Christian Conley. Conley thinks about a deep three, doesn't take it, gives it off to Truman Milton. Milton kicking it back out, and another reset. 5 seconds remain on the shot clock, and the drive is going to be taken away. Deacon Bernard with the steal for the Eagles. Here comes Johnson Brock. Grady Barron's with it. Now off to Bernard in the corner. Inside with it is Brody Kaler. Kaler shot up and good. And it's a 10-5 Johnson Brock lead. So a quick 6-0 run for the Eagles here is going to force an EMF timeout. And we'll take one with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You are listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
3:15 remains in the first period. The Johnson Brock Eagles lead the EMF Bobcats 10-5. It was a 5-4 EMF lead about 1-2 minutes ago. Johnson Brock with a quick 6-0 run, favored by a couple of turnovers for EMF. It'll be Bobcat basketball, though, out of the timeout. We'll see if they can get things going. There's Christian Conley with it. Now he kicks it out left corner, Derek Weber. Weber with it in the corner. He's going to dribble all the way in. He hands it off to Truman Milton, but Milton turns it over, and it's another Bobcat turnover into the hands of the Eagles. He dribbles out with it. He's going to reset it out near the timeline. 25 seconds remain on the shot clock. Long three on the way, no good, but an offensive rebound. Kick out and another three on the way for Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler's shot, no good. A defensive rebound this time for Truman Milton. And the Bobcats get a stop. Much needed stop. We'll see if they can get a shot here. And not a turnover. Baseline drive is up and good for Grady Bresson. Bresson has 7 early. All 7 points for the Bobcats here in the first period have come via Grady Bresson. Gravatt with it now. Hayden Gravatt at the top of the key. He hands it off to Justin Meyer. Meyer back to Gravatt. Looks like a little 2-3 zone action here for the Bobcats. Going to force another long three for Johnson Brock. That one no good. Brody Kaler misses that one. And quickly the other way, layup up off the glass and good for Keaton Kirchhoff. His first 2 points in the game. The first point for anybody on the Bobcat squad outside of Grady Bresson. And they quickly cut that 10-5 lead down to 10-9. The Eagles still lead, and they have possession of the ball. We'll see if they can get a look inside here. They settled for a couple of threes the past couple of possessions. Kerbot kicks it out. Kaler, layup up, no good. Rebound for the Bobcats. Grady Bresson. Bresson with it now. He's trapped in the corner. Nowhere to go with it. Still nowhere to go. He finally finds Gary Weber out near the attack line, or the volleyball attack line. And it will be the Bobcats looking to take their first lead since a 5-4 lead early in the first quarter. Here's Bresson. Bresson drives in, layup no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Truman Milton. DMS get a reset here. Right wing with it now is Grady Bresson. Three on the way, no good. In and out, and that thing was all but down. Ball, though, will end up in the hands of the Eagles, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. Brody Kaler with it, reset. Hayden Gravatt up top, now a long three on the way. Left corner is up, in good. That one, Justin Meyer. Meyer's first bucket of the game, he's got three. And it is a 13-9 Johnson Brock lead over EMF here. 27 seconds remain in the first period. Bresson with it inside. He fakes up, layup, no good. Ball tipped around, ends up in the hand of Brody Kaler. Kaler is going to give it off to Gravatt. Gravatt now quickly up the floor to Justin Meyer. Across the court, layup is going to be up and good. And the bucket, you can count it, Deacon Bernard. He's got six. He'll go to the line looking for seven. Foul for EMF is going to be on number 12, Keaton Kirchhoff. That is his first, second of the quarter for the Bobcats. And going to the line for one free throw, Deacon Bernard. Free throw's going to be up and good. The Eagles now 3-of-3 from the charity stripe here in the first period. 11.5 seconds remaining in the first period. Johnson Brock, just like that, quickly pulls back away at 16-9 now. The Eagles lead the Bobcats. EMF likely going to hold for the last shot here. If they don't turn it over first, then we're going to have a foul on the drive-in. 4.6 seconds remain. Foul for Johnson Brock is going to be on number one, Justin Meyer. That is his first, third of the quarter. And the Bobcats will have about 4.6 seconds to get a shot off. Inbound goes to Christian Conley. Conley across the timeline with it. 1 second left. He's going to pull up for three. Top of the key is no good. And that's how we will end our first quarter of action. Johnson Brock leads the EMF Bobcats 16-9. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, it's second quarter action from UTN High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This last week of February is National FFA Week. Nemaha County Hospital wants to recognize the students and leaders who continue shaping the future of agriculture. Our hospital's team salutes our local FFA members and their dedication, hard work, and commitment to learning valuable skills that serve our communities for a lifetime. From the classroom to the field, these students are building confidence, character, and a strong foundation for tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Bobcats with the first look at it here in the second quarter. They trail the Eagles 16-9, just underway in the second quarter, and a drive-in layup is going to be up. Bounces all around for Bresson, but Bresson unable to convert. He gets his own rebound, though, and he gets the putback for two. Bresson's got 9 on the evening at 16-11. Johnson Brock with the lead. So Bresson showing why he averages 21.3 points per game. He's got 9, and we're just underway in the second quarter. 9 of the 11 for EMF. And we'll see if the Eagles can answer here. Gravatt with it, right wing. Now top of the key, Jay Mueller. He gives it off to Brody Kaler. Now a three from the right wing up, and it's going to be wedged in between the backboard and the rim. It'll be a jump ball. So Barron's unable, Grady unable to convert that three. Wedges it between the backboard and the rim, and it's a jump ball. And it will actually be fortunate Johnson basketball with it being an alternating possession situation. EMF got the first look at it, so Johnson Brock will actually get the basketball back. Inbound to A.J. Mueller now, right back to Brody Kaler. Kaler with it, gives it off to Deacon Bernard, and turns it over. Here come the Bobcats, quickly back the other way. Layup is going to be up no good for Christian Conley. Ball's going to go out of bounds, though, on the rebound, and it will stay with the EMF Bobcats. 6:46 remaining here in the second period. 16-11 is the Johnson Brock lead. Inbounds goes right into the lane. Grady Bresson. Bresson dribbles in. Now he kicks out. Gary Weber, a long three from the left wing. No good. Rebound, Eagles. Back the other way with it. Brody Kaler. Kaler gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt has it now. Right wing. Back to Kaler. Back to Gravatt. The Eagles just passing it around the perimeter here. They do have 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's for Gravatt, going to drive in. He kicks it out, left wing, now inside for the Bobcats. Back to Gravatt, right wing, three up and good. Hayden Gravatt with his first three of the evening extends the Johnson-Brock lead over the Eagles. Gravatt now with five on the evening, and the Eagles lead 19-11. Baseline drive again, layup no good for Grady Bresson. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Hayden Gravatt. And he quickly comes back the other way. Kaler now right corner. Deacon Bernard. And a layup's going to be up and good for Robert Gravatt. Deacon Bernard. 21-11. Now a double-digit lead built here for Johnson Brock. Bresson drives in. He gives it off in a layup. Up good. Brett Kohlhoff gets his first 2 points of the game. And the Bobcats answer, cut the lead back to 8. 5:22 remaining here in the second period. Aiden Gravatt, top of the key. He gives it off. Right wing. Now back to Gravatt. Left wing with it now is Deacon Bernard. Bernard inside, now back to Gravatt, outside, top of the key, three, no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Bobcats. Bobcats get a much-needed stop here. We'll see if they can get a bucket. With it, top of the key, A.J. Mueller. Now right wing, Gary Weber. Weber drives baseline. His layup's up no good, but he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. The foul's going to be on number 32, Robert Gravatt. That is his second foul. First foul of the quarter for Johnson Brock. More importantly, going to the line to cut into the lead even more is Garrick Weber. Weber, first free throw is up and good. That's his first point of the game. We're starting to see the Bobcats spread out their scoring a little bit. Grady Bresson had 9 of the first 11. But now the last three have come via Brett Kohlhoff layup and a Gary Weber free throw. Weber's going to get another look at it. His second free throw's up, no good. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of the Eagles. So Johnson Brock, a 21-14 lead in possession of the basketball here. 4:38 remaining in the second quarter. Justin Meyer with it. Eagles going to quickly move the basketball around. Now inside with it. Layup is going to be blocked. That was Quentin Barron. Good layup, though, blocked. EMF with the rebound, and they have a chance to cut this thing down even more. Top of the key, A.J. Mueller. Going to give it off to Gary Weber, left wing. Now back to Mueller. The Bobcats just passing it around the perimeter here. Now they get a look inside. Free throw line jumper up for Gary Weber is rolls around and good. Weber has his third of the night. And the Bobcats have been able to cut this 10-point deficit down to 5, 21-16, 3:50 remaining in the second period. Justin Meyer with it, top of the key. He gives it off to Brody Kaler. Taylor with it on the left wing. He's going to pull the trigger. Long three, no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Truman Milton. And here come the Bobcats back the other way. They got a 3-on-3, but they're going to pull it out and set up the offense. Left wing, Derek Weber. Weber gives it off to A.J. Mueller. Mueller back to Weber. Now inside, ball's going to be taken away by Johnson Brock. Here comes Kaler the other way. Kaler trying to go coast to coast. His layup is going to go off of a Bobcat and out of bounds, so it will be Johnson Brock basketball. Underneath, checking back in for the Bobcats is going to be Grady Bresson. So Bresson had a little bit of a break there, and the Bobcats able to cut into the lead. So great job there for the Bobcats, able to cut into the lead with Bresson on the bench. Right corner, here's Taylor. He picks up his dribble, he's trapped. Gives it off, now gets it back, right wing. 20 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Taylor, top of the key. Gives it off to Deacon Bernard. Now driving in, layup is going to be blocked. That was Oliver Everett. Quickly back the other way, EMF. Layup off the glass, no good. But going to the line, you can guess, too. It's Grady Bresson. Bresson will get two and a chance to cut this 5-point lead to single digits. Bresson 0 of 1 from the line tonight. His first free throw is up, no good. He'll get one more look at it. It was a 21-11 Johnson Brock lead. It's about 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. EMF able to get some stops on defense, and the Bobcats able to convert on the offensive end. They've now cut that 21-11 lead down to 21-17 after that free throw make for Grady Bresson. Bresson with 10 now on the evening, and a 4-point Johnson Brock lead. 2:42 remaining. Second quarter here, C2-1, sub-district action basketball, postseason basketball in Nebraska. Left corner with it, Ethan Bernard. Bernard gets it back on the baseline. Ball's going to be tipped around, end up in the hands of Bernard. His layup up off the glass is good. Wanted a foul, didn't get it, but his layup is good either way. 23-17, the Eagles lead the Bobcats. Going to have a moving screen. That one, a foul on the Bobcats, will give it back to the Eagles. Foul's going to be on number 14, Zade Arp. That is his first of the quarter here for the Bobcats as well, but costly turnover when the Bobcats were starting to cut into the lead here in UTAM. Grady Behrens with the ball, top of the key now. He gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with it, left wing. He's got it way deep in the left wing. He dribbles around, top of the key, gives it off to Deacon Bernard. Bernard, reverse layup, up and good. And man, has he had a great first half. 15 points for Deacon Bernard. Going to have a foul on the drive-in for EMF. Prior to the shot, foul's going to be on Brody Kaler. That is his third of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. Actually going to be Kaler's second, it looks like. Either way, it'll be an underneath out-of-bounds play here for the Bobcats. Left wing, Keaton Kirchhoff. Looking inside, Grady Bresson was there. Kirchhoff unable to get him the ball, though, and will reset. Christian Conley out, top of the key, now off to Kirchhoff. He gives it off to Truman Milton, top of the key. Looking inside, fine. Brett Kallhoff. Kallhoff, layup, up off the glass is good. He's got four. It's a good offense there for the Bobcats to get an easy look inside. 25-19. Johnson Brock with the lead. 1:13 remaining in the half here in UTAM. See if the Eagles can extend this lead back out. Left corner, three is on the way. No good for the Eagles. Rebound Bobcats. Christian Connolly going to bring it up. He'll set up the offense. 53 seconds remain on the game clock, 24 on the shot clock. Here's Bresson, left wing. Not much movement right now for the Bobcats. Bresson gets the ball back near the timeline. He's going to dribble it in now. He's going to dribble all the way into the lane. Looking for the layup. He's blocked. Kravat the other way. He's going to give it off. Layup up off the glass is good for Brady Kaler. That is his fourth of the day. And the Eagles extend the lead to 27-19. 20 seconds remaining here in the second period. EMF with it. 9 seconds now. Top of the key. Brady Bresson, he hands it off. Long three on the way. Keaton Kirchhoff, no good. Ball tipped around. 2 seconds. 1 second. And that is how we will end the second period of action. Halftime has reached us at UTN High School. Johnson Brock leads the EMF Bobcats 27-19. It's the fourth matchup of the year between these two teams. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll recap first half scoring action. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas. Highland Community College, you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. It's a 27-19 Johnson Brock lead in the fourth matchup between the Eagles and the EMF Bobcats this year. Of course, as we talked about quite a bit in the pregame, the Eagles with 3 wins already over the Bobcats on the year, the Mudeikis tournament, the Pioneer Conference tournament, and the regular season matchups all went to the Eagles. They meet for the fourth time here in the postseason, and it's once again the Eagles leading the Bobcats 27-19. Leading scorer tonight so far for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Deacon Bernard. Bernard with 15 in that first half, surpassing his season points per game average of 10.6 already in the first half. Also scoring for the Eagles, 5 for Hayden Kravat, 3 for Justin Meyer, 2 for Brody Kaler, and 2 for Grady Barron. Kaler, of course, averaging 16.5 points per game. So if you were to come into this game, as a Bobcat and say, hey, Brody Kaler's only going to have 2 points at halftime, I'm sure you would have taken that. What you weren't expecting was for Deacon Bernard to go off for 15 first half points. For the Bobcats of EMF, they are led in scoring by none other than Grady Bresson. Bresson with 10. He averages 21.3 points per game, so right on track for his season point per game total. King Kirchhoff averaging 13.9 points per game with just 2 at half. Garrett Weber with 3 and 4 for Brett Kallhoff for their total of 19. The Bobcats in the first half were just 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. The Eagles, 3 of 3 from the charity stripe. They made all three of their trips to the line. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We're going to hear an update on the weather, another quick 2 minutes, and when we come back, it's second half action from UTM High School, the Johnson Brock Eagles, and the EMF Bobcats. The second half, don't go away. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3, weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures falling back to around 30 degrees with winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the upper 50s with easterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain developing Wednesday night, a little bit of snow mixing in as well. We're not looking for any accumulation. Temperatures fall back to around 30 degrees with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the lower 60s, and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Thursday night, clear, with temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, lots of sunshine, and high temperatures near 70 degrees. Saturday looks sunny, with a high temperature of 55, and northeast winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, chance of rain and snow, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. That's a look at your latest forecast. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine healthcare. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show once again sponsored by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, they are close to home, but far from death. Second half action kicking us off, it will be EMF Bobcat basketball. They trail 27-19 Johnson Brock Eagles here in UTN, Nebraska. TQ1 district, sub-district basketball action. Top of the key with it is A.J. Mueller. He gives it off. Now right wing with it, driving in, Garrett Weber. Weber, layup up, no good. Rebound for Brody Kaler. Kaler quickly back the other way. Gives it off. Layup no good. That one, Robert Garrett, but a putback is good for Deacon Bernard. And Bernard's got his first two of the second half. He's got 17 on the evening. 29-19. Once again, a double-digit lead here for Johnson Brock. The first one couldn't lead. It ended up getting cut to four. As that three from the right wing is no good for Gary Weber. Offensive rebound, though, and another three-attempt chance for the Bobcats. No good. Another offensive rebound. Now a layup for Grady Bresson is no good. He was blocked, but he was also hit on the arm, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That was going to be on Grady Behrens. That's Behrens' first of the quarter here for the Eagles as well. Bresson is a load, both inside and outside. He can do it all. He can shoot it. He can get offensive rebounds. First free throw up, no good. The only thing he's really struggled with tonight is his free throws. He's just one of four from the line. As his second free throw is now up and good. Now two of five. But it does cut the Eagle lead back to single digits at nine. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Aiden Gravatt with it up near the timeline. He's trying to find Deacon Bernard. Kane, nothing there. Gravatt's going to give it back now off to Deacon Bernard. Left wing. The Eagles going to pass it around the three-point line here. Taylor tries to go baseline. It's going to be tipped out of his hand. Ball will go out of bounds. Stay with Johnson Brock, but just 13 seconds remaining here on the shot clock. Taylor to inbound it. All the way back out near the timeline with it is Grady Behrens. Behrens now, shot clock under 10. He takes it just inside the three-point line, gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt gives it back to Deacon Bernard. Bernard drives it in. His layup no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Bernard. Offensive board for the Eagles. They'll reset. Here's Hayden Gravatt. Top of the key three, no good. Rebound controlled by Brett Kallhoff. And the Bobcats back the other way. A quick three from the left wing up in good. That one, Keaton Kirchhoff, his first three of the evening. And once again, the Bobcats cut that 10-point deficit down to 29-23. Aiden Gravatt dribbles in. His shot doesn't catch anything. Rebound Bobcats. Down just six. Another chance to cut into the lead. Right corner with it now. Lee Bresson. Bresson drives in. His layup up off the glass is good. And we've got ourselves a quick EMF Bobcat run. 29-25. A quick 6-0 run for the Bobcat. 5:37 remaining in the third quarter. Layup for the Eagles. No good. That one, Brody Kaler. Rebound Bobcat. Here they come back the other way. Almost turns it over inside, but ball's going to be tipped away by Grady Behrens. Ball will go out of bounds off of Grady, and it will be Bobcat basketball. 5:25 remaining here in the third quarter. What was once a 10-point Johnson Brock lead earlier this half has been cut to 29-25. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Taylor. So the Eagles get the stop that they needed. Now, can Hayden Gravatt and company find a bucket? Here's Taylor with a left wing. He's going to give it off to Grady Behrens. Behrens with it, top of the key. Now here's Taylor inside, dribbles back out near the wing. His baseline drive and pass is going to be tipped away out of bounds. Ball will remain with the Eagles. 15 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Truman Milton going to check in here for the Bobcats along with Christian Conley. Bresson still out on the floor as well for EMS. Gravatt gets it into Robert. Gravatt now back to Hayden. Hayden out near the timeline with it now under shot clock under 8. 7-6-5. Taylor going to give it off. On take 3. And there's not going to be a shot. The shot's not going to be off in time before the shot clock violation. Grady Behrens made it. He just didn't get it off before the shot clock went off. That'll be a turnover, and we've got a timeout. Johnson Brock. 29-25, the Eagles lead the Bobcats. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Hoops from Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber of Nebraska, building more than homes, building communities. I want to thank Mead Lumber for our presenting title sponsorship on all of our high school athletic broadcasts this year on Sunny 101.3. Well, if you thought that either team was going to pull away after watching the first three matchups this year, you obviously haven't been paying attention to this Johnson Brock Eagle EMS Bobcat rivalry that's grown this year. The Eagles won the first three matchups of the year. Fourth matchup tonight, all matchups have been within 10 points, so not surprising to see the Bobcats have battled back here. Here's Bresson. He dribbles inside. His layup's no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Johnson Brock, and they will set up their offense. Brody Taylor's going to bring it up. He gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt crosses the timeline with it. 25 seconds on the shot clock. 4:07 on the game clock. Now left wing, Deacon Bernard. Bernard drives in. Hayden Gravatt, right wing. Hayden, skip pass. Now left corner. 3 on the way for Brody Kaler. That is up and good. And a big answer for Johnson Brock and a much-needed bucket. That's Kaler's 5th point of the game, but it's a big one. That extends the lead back to 8, 32-27, 32-25. We'll see if the Bobcats can answer here. Inside with it, Truman Milton. His layup off the glass, no good. Rebound Eagles. Johnson Brock has been able to fend off each Bobcat run. We'll see now if the Eagles with the 3 can extend the lead back to double digits. Right wing, nothing there. Back to Hayden Gravatt. Top of the key. Hayden way out near the timeline. Now inside. Layup no good. Little fadeaway jumper for Robert Gravatt. It was no good off the back iron. Bobcats having some trouble getting it up the floor here. It's a Johnson Brock takeaway. No foul on the layup. Another layup attempt. No good. No foul. EMS going to come the other way with it. Quickly the other way. Number 3, AJ Mueller. His layup is blocked. That one out of bounds off the Eagles. Grady Behrens can't believe it. He had 2 looks at it. It looked like he was hit on the head on one of the attempts, but no foul called. 32-25. Johnson Brock still with the lead. Underneath out of bounds play for the Bobcats. Gets it in. Layup off the glass. No good. Truman Milton, but an offensive rebound. Now the putback also no good for Grady Bresson, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. That foul is going to be on number 3, Deacon Bernard. That is his second of the quarter here for the Eagles as well. Back to the line, Grady Bresson. Bresson just 2 of 5 from the line this evening. First free throw on the way is good. Now 3 of 6. He's up to 14 points on the evening as Grady Bresson. just 26 overall for the Bobcats. He's got 14, now 15 of them, as his second free throw is good. Preston, 1 of 3 on free throws in the first half, now 3 of 4 in the third quarter. Aiden Gravatt with it now for the Eagles. Can they answer? He dribbles free throw line, dribbles in now, pump fake. His layup is going to be up, no good. Ball tipped around into the hands of the Bobcats. 32-27, a three would cut this one down to single digits. Out near the timeline with it, Gary Weber. Weber gives it off to A.J. Mueller. Now Bresson, back to Weber. Now inside, layup's going to be no good for Truman Milton, but he's fouled on the attempt, and it will be Milton going to the line to shoot two. Foul for Johnson Brock is going to be on Hayden Gravatt. That is his first. Third of the quarter here for the Eagles. Truman Milton looking for his first point of the day, and his free throw's up and good. He's got it. 2:11 remaining in the third quarter. 32-28 is the Eagle lead over the EMF Bobcats. Second free throw on the way, good for A.J. Mueller. And it is a one-possession game, 32-29. Twice tonight, the Eagles have led by 10 points. Twice tonight, the Bobcats have battled back and cut it to single digits. We'll see if the Eagles can get this one back to double digits. Kaler inside kicks it back out. Deacon Bernard. Bernard drives in. His layup is up and good. And when you need a bucket, who else do you go to but Deacon Bernard? He's got 19 on the evening for the Eagles. Right wing, A.J. Mueller looking inside. Ball's going to be tipped away, bouncing up the floor. That thing bounced all the way to the free throw line. Coming out with it is Oliver Everett. Everett dribbles in, and we're going to have a hold. He fumbles it away and tries to get the dual possession, but he's going to be called for the hold. That's Everett's first foul. Fourth of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. So 1:27 remaining. EMF will shoot free throws from here on out. Eric Weber going to bring it across the timeline here for EMF. We'll see if they can get this one back to single digits. Here's Grady Bresson dribbles in, and he's going to be called for the charge. And he tried to go baseline there, wasn't able to do it. He'll be called for the offensive foul. First foul of the quarter here for EMS, second of the day for Bresson. Eagles going to go with a couple of subs here, checking in for the Eagles, Clinton Barron. Gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt going to bring it up and across the timeline. 1:10 remains in the third quarter, 34-29. Johnson Brock leads another close one between them and the EMF Bobcats. Here's a free throw line jumper. No good for Brody Kaler. Ball's going to be offensive rebound. And another jumper no good for Justin Meyer. Ball is on the ground, and we're going to have a traveling violation on the Bobcats. Truman Milton able to come down with the rebound, but he fell down with it. He rolled around, and he was called for the travel. So Johnson Brock will get the underneath, out-of-bounds play under their own basket. 53 seconds remain in the third quarter. Justin Meyer, top of the key. Nothing there. He gives it off to Aiden Gravatt, right wing. Gravatt looks inside, nothing there. Now quickly around to Justin Meyer, left wing. Meyer looking inside, still nothing there. Ball's tipped around. It's going to end up in the hands of the Eagles. 19 seconds remain on the shot clock still, so plenty of time. Dribbling in, nothing there. Now his turnaround jumper, no good for Kaler. Kaler, another offensive board, gets his own offensive board, and he's got his fifth point of the second half here. 36-19, Eagles lead the Bobcats. Now top of the key with it is Grady Bresson. Bresson gives it off. Driving in, layup is good for Gary Weber, his first bucket of the second half. Now here come the Eagles, back the other way. Justin Meyer, three, top of the key is no good. Ball's going to be tipped around. It will go off of the Eagles out of bounds, and it will be EMF basketball. 5-point lead, 36-31. And that is how we will end our third quarter of action. The Bobcats won't get a shot off. 36-31 as we head to the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock, M.E.N.S. We're going to take a quick one-minute timeout. When we come back, it's fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Your mental health matters at every stage of life. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritize Your Mind, focused on practical mental health tips you can use every day. Join Dr. Anna Dammy, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 o'clock in the hospital classroom. She'll share insights on improving mental well-being, including the impact of social media, the importance of quality sleep, and simple self-care strategies. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
It'll be Eagle basketball as we start the fourth and final quarter here. Shot no good for Grady Barron's. A quick one into the hands of EMF. They get the defensive board. They get a stop, trailing by five. We'll see if the Bobcats can answer. Long three out near the volleyball attack line. Shot no good for Christian Conley. Rebound, Johnson Brock Eagle. Now quickly back the other way and inside. Layup no good for Deacon Bernard. Bernard thought he was fouled. No call. And EMF's going to get possession right back. So Conley out near the top of the key. He gives it off to A.J. Mueller. Now a top of the key three for Keaton Kirchhoff is no good. Good strong rebound there for Grady Barron's. Barron's came in from about the free throw line, jumped and grabbed that one. He wasn't going to let anybody else have that one. Here's Aiden Gravatt. He drives in all the way in. Layup up off the glass, no good. Rebound Bobcat. Still a 5-point lead, 36-31. See if the Bobcats can cut it to single digits here. Left wing with it now, Keaton Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff looks inside, finds Brett Kallhoff. Kallhoff, kick out, long three on the way, Grady Preston, right wing, no good. Ball's tipped around, still tipped around, into the hands of Grady Barron's. Barron's the other way, layup up off the glass, and good. And that was just a fortunate rollout there for the Eagles. Great job by Brody Kaler to tip that one down the floor, and there was nobody there for Grady Barron's. Barron's able to get the quick and easy two. Now here's an EMF turnover. Aiden Gravatt with it. 38-31, Johnson Brock lead. Layup quickly the other way. No good. That one, Deacon Bernard, but an offensive board. Eagles, though, going to turn it over off the offensive rebound. And the ball will go back to the Bobcats. Checking in for the Bobcats, Gary Weber along with Truman Milton. 5:57 remaining in the game, 38-31, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead. Timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here, though. Just a little 30-second timeout. Want to thank our title sponsor once again, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber building more than homes, building communities. Quick rundown of scores from around the area from earlier this evening. Down in Fall City on KTNC, you might have heard the Irish take down the Pawnee City Indians 83-44. Fall City Sacred Heart made 19 threes on the evening, and if they can shoot like that, they'll find themselves in Lincoln here in a couple of weeks. BDS takes down HTRS 64-54 in sub-district action, and Auburn takes down Omaha Brownell Talbot 79-31, of course. Omaha Brownell Talbot ended Fall City season last night in the first round, the first game of sub-district action in Auburn. It will be EMF Bobcat basketball, 5:52 remaining, a 38-31 Johnson Brock lead over the Bobcats. Johnson Brock has had a 10-point lead multiple times. Layup up and good for Grady Bresson, and he'll go to the line for one more. About to say Johnson Brock had 10-point lead a couple of times and just unable to extend on that lead, and credit the Bobcats for fighting back each time they've been down about 8 to 10 points. And here they are again, a Bresson 2, and he'll go to the line for one more. Free throw on the way is good, and he cuts that lead down to 38-35. 38-34. So a four-point game. Johnson Brock with the basketball in the four-point lead. With it on the left wing, Deacon Bernard. Bernard gets it inside to Brody Taylor. Taylor, a turnaround jumper is good. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. But he will get the 2 points and extend that lead back to six. Taylor's got nine now after having just two in the first half of action. We'll see if the Bobcats can answer here. Jim Mueller. Mueller drives right down the center. Nobody there. His layup up off the glass and good. His first bucket of the game. And there's just no one there to stop him for the Eagles. No one stepped up to take a charge. No one stepped up on the help defense. Taylor with it now, out near the timeline. Between the legs, dribble, gives it off to A.J. Mueller. Mueller looking, nothing there. Now he gives it off to Robert Gravatt. Gravatt in for Taylor. Taylor going to step back out with it into the left corner. Now on the left wing, gives it off to Hayden Gravatt. 10 seconds remain on the shot clock. Ball's going to be hit out of Hayden Gravatt's hand, out of bounds, and it will stay with Johnson Brock, but just 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 4:38 on the game clock, a 40-36 lead. Four-point basketball game here. Oh, right down the middle, wide open is Robert Gravatt. Gravatt's first points of the game are a big one. Extends the lead back to six. Derek Weber with it. He hands it off to Keaton Kirchhoff. Now right wing, A.J. Mueller. Mueller dribbles up, top of the key. Now three, left wing on the way, no good for Kirchhoff. And a rebound for Johnson Brock. Quickly back the other way. Here's Taylor layup, no good. He gets his own board. He dribbles in. His layup also no good on the second attempt, but he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Truman Milton. That is his first of the quarter here for the Bobcats as well. It will be Brody Kaler going to the line for his first two free throws of the evening. First free throw on the way, no good. That one just short off the front of the rim. First free throw of the second half here for the Eagles. The Bobcats, 6-7 from the line this half. Second free throw on the way for Kaler's up and good. Eagles now 4-5 from the line. Kaler's got 10, and they own a 43-36 lead. 4 minutes remain in the game. See if the EMF Bobcats have one more answer here. Top of the key, three on the way for Kirchhoff. No good. Rebound, tipped around. Offensive rebound, A.J. Mueller. Now a layup up, no good for Truman Milton, but he was fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Eagles going to be on number three, Deacon Bernard. That is his third. Second of the quarter for Johnson Brock. At the line shooting two is Truman Milton. His first free throw on the way, no good. Milton was, prior to that one, 2-2 this quarter, or 2-2 this half. But his first free throw unable to find the bottom of the net. Johnson Brock, a few subs here, checking in. Oliver Everett along with Justin Meyer. Second free throw now. Truman Milton on the way is good. So he gets one of two from the line. He's got three on the evening, all from the charity stripe. And we have 3 minutes and 45 seconds. 43-37 is the Johnson Brock lead. Taylor with it, left wing. Nothing really there. He finds. Gives it off to Deacon Bernard. Now back to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with it near the top of the key. Justin Meyer, right wing three on the way. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of EMF. Bobcat basketball. A three here would cut the lead to single digits. Dribbling it in. Layup up off the glass. No good for Grady Bresson. Johnson Brock with the ball. Quickly back the other way. Here's Taylor inside. Going to have a blocking foul, and they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Garrick Weber. That's his second of the quarter here for the Bobcats. And at the line shooting his third and fourth free throw of this quarter, Brody Kaler. Kaler's first free throw on the way, no good. The Eagles just can't pull away. They've led by 10 multiple times tonight. A chance here to extend it to 8, and Kaler's first free throw is no good. Second free throw, chance to extend it to 7, is also no good. That one's short. Taylor just 1 of 4 from the line this quarter. And EMF has the basketball. Bobcats with the ball. Left wing, A.J. Mueller. Mueller gives it off to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff out near the timeline. Now back to Mueller, left wing. And they give off to Bresson. Bresson swings ball to Kirchhoff. Looking inside to Mueller, nothing there. Ball saved by Johnson Brock. Back into the hands of the Bobcats. 6 seconds on the shot clock. And they're going to reset the shot clock here to 35. They're going to say that on the ball going out of bounds, the Eagles had possession of it. And it will be a fresh 35 for the Bobcats. 2:38 remaining, 43-37. Johnson Brock leads the EMF Bobcats here in UTAN. Now left wing driving in, A.J. Mueller. Layup up off the glass is good for Mueller. This is his fourth point of the game, fourth of the second half here. The Bobcats able to cut it to 5, 43-39. Excuse me, four-point lead. Inside, Brody Kaler, nothing there. Turnover. Johnson Brock turned the ball over, and EMF a chance to cut this to single digit. Gary Weber with it, top of the key. Now right wing, Keaton Kirchhoff back to Weber. Now left wing, A.J. Mueller looking inside. Nothing there, looking for Bresson. Now looking inside again for Bresson. From the right wing is Gary Weber. Schumann with it now. Kick out. Three on the way for A.J. Mueller. Left wing, no good. Rebound. Going to end up in the hands of the Eagles. Good, strong rebound there for Deacon Bernard. Taylor quickly back the other way. He dribbles into the corner. Now gives it back off to Deacon Bernard. Bernard finds a nice pass for Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt layup up off the glass is good. And 1:30 remains here in the basketball contest. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. Johnson Brock leads EMF 45-39. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll have the end of this one from UTAN. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
45-39, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the EMF Bobcats here. 1:28 remaining in the fourth quarter. And it's been a back-and-forth contest, really a game of runs. Johnson Brock has put together a couple of runs to extend the lead to double digits to 10 points. They just couldn't get over that hump. Each time the EMF Bobcats have battled back and cut that 10-point lead down, it's been all the way down to about 3 points, but Johnson Brock was quickly able to extend that lead back to a two-possession game, and that's where we sit now, a 45-39 six-point lead for the Eagles. It'll be EMF Bobcat basketball, though. Right wing with it is Keaton Kirchhoff. He gives it off to Gary Weber up top. Weber looking, finds Kirchhoff, right wing. Nothing for Bresson here on this possession. Kirchhoff is going to have it right corner. He pump fakes, wide open three is up, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. Kirchhoff had a good look at it. He pump faked, had a dribble three that was wide open, just unable to make that one. It was short. And Johnson Brock has a chance to run this clock down to under 30 seconds. 58 seconds remaining on the game clock. Hayden Gravatt with it. EMF going to try to trap a pass here. They do. Pass across court to Gravatt. Handled. Now to Kaler. Kaler dribbles in. Layup up off the glass. No good, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Truman Milton. That is his second. Third of the quarter here for EMF. And Kaler a chance to extend the six-point lead to 8 with 45 seconds remaining in the game. Brody's first free throw up, no good. So he's now 1 of 5 from the line this quarter. He'll get another look at it. Man, when you look back on on that. Another chance there to extend that lead to 10 on free throws. It's the second free throw is good. 2 of 6 now from the charity stripe is Brody Kaler. He's got 11. EMF going to go quickly. They need a quick bucket. Left wing with it. A.J. Mueller. Mueller. Trevolt hands it off to Milton. Milton gives it off to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff back to Truman Milton. Milton 3 on the way. He banks it in. And there is still hope for the Bobcats. Timeout on the floor. We're going to take a 30-second break when we come back. We'll have the wrap-up and conclusion of this one. It's a 4-point Eagle lead. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, it was a 7-point Johnson Brock lead, but a banked in three has cut that 7-point lead down to 4 with 30.5 seconds remaining in the game. These two teams, 3 matchups earlier this year, 3 Johnson Brock wins, but all by single digits, and this one looking to end the same way. Inbounding it will be Brody Kaler. Kaler looking, nothing there. Finds and is fouled. Grady Behrens. Behrens quickly fouled. Foul's going to be on Garrick Weber. That's his second. 4th foul of the quarter here for the Bobcats. So one more will put the Eagles in the bonus. Now ball inbounded. 2. Deacon Bernard. Bernard's pass, though, cross court, taken away. Costly turnover for the Eagles. We'll see what the Bobcats can do. We're going to have a foul. Out on the right wing. Foul's going to be on Deacon Bernard. That is his 4th. Bobcats trail by 4, but they do have the basketball. They'll need a quick bucket. We're going to have a foul out on the wing. That foul's going to be on Brody Kaler. That's Kaler's 3rd. 4th of the quarter for the Eagles. So no free throws yet for EMS. Bobcats going to inbound it. They get it to Gary Weber. Weber, fine. Kirchhoff on the right wing. Kirchhoff, 3 on the way. No good. Rebound's going to be fought for. Into the hands of Hayden Gravatt, and we're going to have a foul. And we'll have some free throws coming. Foul's going to be on number 4, Truman Milton. That is his 3rd. And Hayden Gravatt will go to the line to shoot 2 at a 4-point lead for Johnson Brock. First free throw on the way, no good. Just 4.8 seconds remaining, though, here. Something the Eagles will want to clean up should they come out of this one with a W will be the free throws. As the second free throw is on the way, that one also no good. Rebounds into the hands of the Bobcats. 2-1-3 from the left wing is on the way, no good. And that is how this one will end. A 46-42 Johnson Brock win over the EMF Bobcats. Their 4th win over the Bobcats this year will end the EMF season. Johnson Brock will move on to the sub-district championship game on Thursday. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap scoring from this one. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, there wasn't as much scoring as we thought tonight. Both teams averaging just over 60 points a game, but this one ends 46-42. Once again in favor of the Johnson Brock Eagles over the EMF Bobcats. The fourth win this year over the Bobcats for the Eagles. The EMF Bobcats will wrap up their season at 17-7, and of those seven losses, four of them will come to the Johnson Brock Eagles, two of them to the Freeman Falcons. So only one loss outside of their Johnson Brock and Freeman games this year for the Bobcats. Johnson Brock will move on to the sub-district championship game at 22-3. They will take on the host team, UTAN Chieftains, who took down Parkview Christian earlier tonight. Let's recap some scoring here from UTAN High School. First off, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, they were led in scoring tonight by Deacon Bernard. Bernard with 19. He had 15 first-half points to really help the Eagles build a halftime lead. Once again, he finishes with 19, just 4 second-half points. Brody Kaler, averaging 16.5 points per game, he finishes the night with just 11 points, but 9 of those coming in the second half. Just 2 of 5 from the free-throw line, though. That'll be something that the Eagles want to clean up. But overall, the Eagles just 2 of 7 from the free-throw line in the second half. So that'll be definitely something they look at. Overall, 5 of 10 from the line, though, for the evening were the Eagles. Also scoring tonight for Johnson Brock, Justin Meyer had 3, 7 for Aiden Gravatt, 4 for Grady Behrens, and 2 for Robert Gravatt. That rounds out their scoring total of 46. The Bobcats, led by none other than Grady Bresson. Bresson with 18 on the evening. He had 10 at half, and really took control from the free throw line in the second half. 4 of 5 from the charity stripe that second half was Grady Bresson. He finishes once again with 18. 5 for Gary Weber, 4 for A.J. Mueller, 6 for Truman Milton. All 6 of those came in the second half. 5 for Keaton Kirchhoff and 4 for Brett Kohloff. That rounds out the Bobcat scoring of 42 points on the evening. 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. The first half were the Bobcats. The second half, they were 7 of 9 from the charity stripe. So overall, 9 of 14 from the charity stripe was EMF. But they're just not enough from the free throw line tonight for the Bobcats. They fall 46-42 to the Johnson Brock Eagles. That will end the EMS season. Johnson Brock, though, moving on to the sub-district championship. They'll take on the UTAN High Chieftains, the host team, on Thursday for their chance to go to a district final, and it'll be one that the Eagles really want to take care of. As we mentioned during our pregame, the Eagles are right along the cut line. Should they lose that sub-district final for a wild card spot in Class C2, I think they're number 9 in wild card points coming in to the game today. So they'll pick up a few more wild card points tonight, but probably not enough to move them up to where they would feel safe with a win. And so for the Eagles, they're going to want to make sure to take care of business on Thursday. And it will be a tough UTAN Chieftain team. Once again, UTAN taking down Clarkson Lee tonight earlier by about 30 to 40 points. UTN, a little bit about the Chieftains, run a little 1-2-2 half-court trap press, really tough on the offensive glass, and they like to play fast. They like to fast break, and really their big scoring runs are what put them ahead of Clarkson Lee earlier tonight. It was a close game through the first quarter, quarter and a half of action before UTN really took control with a couple of runs, and they shot it really well in those runs. So it'll be a tough matchup for the Johnson-Brock Eagles on Thursday, but nonetheless, they will head into that matchup winners of tonight's game over EMF. Once again, the final score, 46-42. That'll do it here from UTN High School. I'm Dylan Hendricks, back in studio. Kirk Kilman, we want to thank you for listening tonight, and we hope to see you back on Thursday when the Johnson-Brock Eagles will take on the UTN High Chieftains for the C2-1 Sub-District Championship, a spot in the district finals up for grabs. 46-42 our finals. Johnson-Brock, the winner. Want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.